I don't know, Dave, what the answer is.
Dave, what day is it today?
Today is Star Wars Day.
Doop, 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 doop. Oh, that'd be a great mashup, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Should get
like
them on that.
Space doop.
Can we have doop anyway? That's not bother.
No.
Start mixing that up. Everybody now. There's a great bit in Blue Harvest. I don't know, I'm like 3 years out of date, where they're in the cantina bar.
Yeah.
And the band are playing, and they finish. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any requests? Someone goes, why do you play the same track again? Okay, 2, 3, 4. Which I thought was very similar to watching Folk Face live at Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do the Glastonbury song again? Certainly, sir. Thank you for shouting out.
Forget the encore, just play it again.
Yeah. I'm going to play some Star Wars music today. I think it's nice hearing it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's the only day of the year you can play it, so why not?
Yeah. You know, but it sounds nice. I'm going to try and find a bit of music where Luke is sad and looking pensive in the catalogue pose, where he kind of has his knee up, and then there's the two moons.
You kind of lost me a bit.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, my knowledge of scene-by-scene Star Wars isn't as extensive as yours.
Okay.
Told you, I don't like films that are set in space.
Well, I'll find it. It's a touching moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his uncle and auntie gone.
Who's that? Is that Darth Vader?
No. Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's auntie?
No, uncle, I thought.
No!
Not Uncle Darth.
Uncle Darth! No! Have you even seen Star Wars?
Yes.
Dave? Properly?
Yeah.
From start to finish?
Yeah, but like Alice...
What was the last time you watched A New Hope?
What's A New Hope?
Oh! Episode 4!
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Ah! Please look at me and tell me I'm only joking. Please just say, I am only joking.
Is that one of the new ones?
Oh my God! No!
But
it's the first Star Wars film that they made.
Called Star Wars.
Star Wars Episode 4 in New Hope.
It's called Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
The one that came out in like 1978 or something.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, I've seen Star Wars.
Right.
I didn't know it was called A New Hope.
It's Episode 4. You know that Star Wars is Episode 4?
Yeah, I know that, which makes no sense.
And what was the follow-up to Star Wars?
The follow-up to Star Wars was The Empire Strikes Back.
Which is Episode 5?
Correct.
And then the following...
Return of the Jedi.
That's right. And
that'll
then after
be
6. Return of the Jedi...
I don't know, Return of the Sith or something.
Was Episode 1?
Yeah, I don't really understand why they started in the middle and then went backwards. That seems daft to me.
No, I think that's good. You get straight to the story, the good bit. Cut out the beginning bit.
They were prequels,
I told you,
the new ones.
I don't like space.
Luke. Oh, hang on a sec. That's no good. I sound like I'm doing a PA announcement.
Mm. I'm more into real life.
Luke, can you hear me, Luke? Darth Vader is your auntie.
No, really?
Uncle, I said.
I am your Aunt Vader.
Did you ever do that with a Hoover attachment? You make the breathing noise. No, I did.
Oh, yeah, asthma's funny, isn't it?
No, you make his noise.
You mock me.
He hasn't got asthma, he's just got a mask.
I've got a breathing apparatus here.
Have you?
I would have said apparatus, but I'm seemingly American.
I'm sure.
Is apparatus not British?
Apparatus.
Apparatus, apparatus.
Today I'm going to rule the galaxy.
Can I ask which planet are we on
tomorrow
at the moment?
Tomorrow I'll do voiceovers for CNN.
Yeah,
you do. Today I don't feel like doing any... Sorry, were you about to ask a question?
Hey, me?
Yeah, you
don't. No,
you saying, can I ask a question?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to know what planet we're actually on at the moment.
Alderaan. Well, we're obviously not, though. That was a joke.
Yeah, so
obviously not on that planet, Dom?
Oh.
Where's Alderaan?
What?
Where's Alderaan?
It's gone, Dave. It's gone. It's gone.
Boom.
It's gone. Boom. Gone. The Death Star tested out their super duper laser on it. Yep. Boom. It's gone. It's gone.
Disappeared. Bye bye. See ya.
I even heard the voices crying out.
No, you didn't.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
No, no, no.
Whoa.
This music's not right for the weather.
Why? Oh, really?
You need some Star Wars music. That's what you need.
Should I get rid of this weather music?
Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, on Star Wars Day, reading the weather you need, Mr. Dominic Byrd.
Chilly this morning. Warming up, though, as the day goes on, with some sunshine for most of the UK. Cloudy in the southwest of England and western Wales.
Yeah.
Top temperature, 18 degrees.
Wow. I just said, did you see how bored Dave just looked then? Completely zoned out. He had his hands in his pockets, and it's like I'm playing Star Wars, and anybody who knows anything about Star Wars knows exactly what's happening in this scene. Where the bits of music, you know exactly what's going on. Dave could care less. It's like,
just zoning out.
This is
strings.
Lovely.
What's happening now, then? Tell me.
Right, this is right. Do you know, Alan?
Yeah. I know.
Do you want to say?
Yeah, I think this is right at the end of the first film where they get awarded their medals.
They get the medals. They get the Jim will fix it medals.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Han will fix it. Yeah. Luke will fix it.
Yeah.
R2 will fix it.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there's a bit of a laugh, and there's a Chewie, and a it's really good. And then the film ends, and then it goes into the closing credits.
When they go on a sort of angle, don't they?
No.
Did they not?
No, it comes up full screen.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we beat the baddies, and we blew up the Death Star, and we got medals, and we all had a shower. Da, da, da. You ready, Dave? And then a big finish!
Star Wars.
Do you remember we used to finish the roadshow with this?
Yeah, we did. We did, Glory Days.
And we used to leave this playing while the crowd walked away.
Yeah, now see, I like this. See, do you know what? Musically, I like it.
Yeah.
It's just the films I'm not that into.
Right, okay.
Big fan of the soundtrack, so.
Okay, oh, that's good. Baldy. You're bald. Bald dumb.
Those are not the lyrics.
You like it?
It's great music, isn't it?
Right, sing if you know the words. Ba 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 ba. I should get my Star Wars app out. That's what I should
do. Yeah, that's what
I'm not a geek or anything.
Oh, no, my.
Star Wars app.
What?
You have a Star Wars app?
Yeah! God, yeah!
Tina, of course he does. He's not a loser.
That's not the saddest thing. He's got a remote-controlled R2-D2 projector.
Hello! It's got a Millennium Falcon remote control!
The app is the least of your worries.
He's right, actually.
Let's tune it.
Does anybody have any requests?
Any C-3PO action on there?
Yeah. What was that?
We're doomed.
There you are.
I like that.
Anything else? I've got it all for you.
R2-D2?
Yeah. Anything else?
That's good, isn't it?
Have you got an Ewok?
I don't have an Ewok, sadly.
Chewie?
There you are.
Brilliant.
Anything else? TIE Fighter.
TIE Fighter.
Blaster. And of course, everyone's favourite Star Wars weapon.
Yeah.
The lightsaber. There you are.
Is this what you and Martin do in the afternoon?
No. What happens is I've actually got a really good replica lightsabers, and they make the noise automatically, so you don't need to use the app.
Because that would be silly.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's snorkeling.
No.
Snorkeling.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Mr. Dove.
Mr. Ugg.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here, Ugg. Were you? We were talking about Mr. Ugg.
Mr. Ugg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What does that mean? Does it mean egg in Welsh?
Yeah, very good point. What's the weather like on Tatooine today?
Good point. It's probably a mixed bag.
Yeah?
Of sunshine and showers and...
Is it worse than Northern Scotland?
Probably is, actually, yeah.
We're going to have a big finish, ready? If you're in your car, or you're in bed, and your girlfriend's going, oh, but you love this, you loser, then get up and dance in your pants. That's if you're in bed, not if you're in the car. If you're in your car in your pants, you're having a breakdown, okay?
Well, not that sort of breakdown.
No.
You don't need, like, the emergency services.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Big finish. I need to see your pass. Why do you need to see my pass when you see my pass? And I was in the building already, which means I've obviously got permission to be in the building.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I just need to see my pass. Well, think. It's illogical, Captain. That's what it is. And I know that's Star Trek and not Star Wars. I'm going through the stars.
Yeah. Okay, that's a different one, is it? Yes.
That's another one you wouldn't like.
You know Star Trek and Star Wars are not the same thing?
I've got that. Because Star Trek is a series set in space, hence I don't like it. And Star Wars is a collection of films set in space, hence not.
What is it? What is it about things set in space that you don't like?
It's too dark.
Right. Off air, we were having this chat. Dave thinks that space, right? Everything in space is dark.
It's always dark.
There's no light at all in space. So you go to another planet, it's always dark.
That's stupid.
Well, no, if you're on another planet, it can be daylight.
Yeah, sort of.
He's right in a sense that in space it's always dark.
It's always dark. You know, in space, no one can see stuff.
The sun.
That's the line from the movie. In space, no one can see stuff. But the spaceships have light.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The sun that we get here travels through the space. So if you're in space between the sun and the Earth, it's very light.
Don't get all science with me, right? Yeah. It's like, I don't really like space. Yeah.
Liking space is fine, but you can't not like it just because it's a bit dark.
It is dark, and the film, people in space are weird looking, and I like real life films.
They're called aliens.
Like Convoy.
Don't be alienist.
Die Hard.
Okay, so... What film is better than Star Wars? A film based on Earth.
Yeah.
Therefore, it has to be better than a film based in space, right?
Absolutely. Every time.
So...
Except foreign language films with subtitles. I don't like that.
Now, I watched a foreign language film with subtitles the other day.
It may sound narrow-minded, but as a general rule, I don't watch films set in space. I don't watch foreign language films with subtitles or films that are black and white.
That in no way sounds narrow-minded.
Well, I watched this film the other day with subtitles all the way through, Dave. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Mm. Films are just good, whether they've got subtitles or black and white or not, or set in space. If a good film is a good film, that's a good film.
So a movie that's in black and white, set in space, with subtitles from France would blow your mind.
Not for me.
You'd be irritated by that.
Yeah.
Why even make it, Dave?
There's no point. I would never watch it. There's no point making it.
Absolutely with you, Dave. Space is rubbish and unrealistic, says Rach.
That's exactly it. It is completely unrealistic.
Right. We need to come up with a phrase for...
Dave's narrow-minded.
No. What about space is rubbish?
Well, maybe, but I don't know if I can go with that. We need to come up with a phrase for the big weekend tickets.
Oh, yeah.
We open the phone lines or the text lines and people text in... And we've chosen a load of numbers randomly, and I'm going to start calling people back. You have to answer your phone and clearly say the phrase exactly as we have said it. Now, are we going to go with the Star Wars Day phrase?
Now, there is an area of minor difficulty with that, in that I'm and we are worried that there may be confusion over fourth and force.
Well, that's where we've made that clear.
Yeah, okay, fine.
The reason it's Star Wars Day, for those of you who don't know, is because today is the 4th of May, i.e. May the 4th. So, may the 4th be with you. That's the joke.
Mm. See? You get that, Fee?
Yeah. So, I think the phrase should be, may the 4th be with you.
So the date, May the 4th,
yep,
be with you.
Correct. Simple.
Okay.
May the 4th be with you. It's 6, if you want to count it, Tina.
Just like yesterday.
What's 6?
Yeah, just checking.
If you text in earlier, write that down now.
So if you text in the word big for our big weekend competition, listen carefully. May the 4th be with you, as in the date, May the 4th.
Yeah. And not the 3rd or the 5th, the 4th.
And not the 4th.
It doesn't work, then.
It's the 4th. It's May the 4th be with you.
I think second caller today.
I reckon the first caller will get it.
Dominic? Caller number 3 for me, I think.
Dave?
First.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, well, we're going to call somebody back at random. If they answer the phone by saying, may the 4th be with you, boom, they get tickets for the big weekend. Don't say hello. Don't say anything else.
And don't say boom at the end, either.
And don't say boom. No. Well, what if they said, may the 4th be with you? Boom!
No, that's wrong.
Really?
Because you'd have to include the word boom in the phrase.
That's, you know, not the phrase.
No. No, because they've said the phrase. May the 4th be with you.
Okay.
That's fine, as long as they say the phrase.
Right. No, just make sure you say the phrase. Okay. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
I might watch Star Wars later.
Can I come over?
Dave, you're absolutely more than welcome, but I know you won't.
No, you're right, I won't. Right.
Will you project it with your projector?
Oh, my God.
You could do.
That would be the ultimate sad fest.
I've never even thought about doing that. Watching Star Wars on my R2-D2 projector on Star Wars Day. Oh, my God.
Does it get better than that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Seriously. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ah!
I can't believe you've never done that. You've never watched Star Wars on your Star Wars projector.
No.
I think Martin may be getting a call later on.
Oh, yes.
He would love it.
Anybody else?
I'm busy.
I've got plans. I'm sorry.
Stuff to
doing,
do.
Yeah, hair.
Alan?
Hair stuff.
I'm doing hair stuff.
Playlist. Right. Anybody listening right now, fancy coming around to mine to watch Star Wars on my R2-D2 projector? And by the way, the remote control for it is the Millennium Falcon.
That's amazing.
81199 and text in me, please, if you like the sound of that. Let's see if we can get more people texting in me, please, than we did for the big weekend competition.
Aren't they releasing it again in 3D?
Oh, probably.
Are they? Star Wars in 3D, that would be cool. That would be great. Da, 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 da.
The Star Wars Charleston Disco.
Yeah! Come on, everybody! That's Chewbacca there. And that's Fozzie Bear. What's he doing here? He must be meeting someone for a drink.
This is the coolest show on Radio 1, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
100% dude.
That will do.
That will do.
Oh, really?
Dean and Kings Lynn would like to come, Chris.
What?
Dean and Kings Lynn would like to come to your
Chris
Star Wars.
And Hull.
Is that the only one?
No.
This is one that jumped
Chris in Hull, Sean in Birmingham, and Clive in Cape Town.
In Cape Town?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll bring my R2-D2 projector. Dual screen. I tell you what, because that's what 3D is. It's just two lenses, isn't it? That's all it is.
Is it?
Yeah, just slightly. Happy Star Wars Day, everybody. From the Chris Moyle Show. Vicky and Christian in Lincoln, Matt in Reading, and Ashley in Tatooine. All want to come and watch Star Wars with me and Martin on my R2-D2 projector. Brilliant. Yes, sirree. Right. It's 20 to 9.